Think a minute. This is quite an amazing and true Russian love story. Nadia von Meck was the richest woman in Moscow, yet all of her money and fortune could not comfort her after her husband died. So she escaped inside her luxurious home and tried to heal her broken heart by playing the music she loved on her piano. At the same time, in the city of Moscow, there was a 36-year-old music composer named Peter Tchaikovsky. He had no idea that his music had begun to restore hope and love to the heart of this lonely widow. Nadia felt that he understood her pain and feelings and had masterfully turned them into the most soothing and stirring music she'd ever heard. But Nadia's infatuation with Peter's music was also attracting her to him personally. So she learned from his friends about his personality and interests, and later even paid Tchaikovsky to write a number of musical compositions. In fact, Nadia became his number one supporter. Over time, she also became his closest confidant and companion, who inspired him to create some of history's most romantic music. For 14 years, they found love in each other. And Tchaikovsky's passionate music was written for none other than his Nadia, the love of his life. Then one day they suddenly ended their relationship, and no one knows for sure why. After that, neither of them lived long without the other. Nadia quickly lost her health, and Peter died speaking her name. Yet their secrets live on in their love letters to each other. That's all we know of them. For 14 years, they expressed their feelings for each other in letters. In fact, the famous relationship of Peter Tchaikovsky and Nadia von Meck that produced some of the world's most romantic music was from two lovers who never once met each other face to face. But the fact is, real love must be lived up close and personal, not just in romantic love songs and letters. That's why God became a real person, to show his love for us, up close and personal, so we could know what he's really like and love him for who he really is. So won't you open your heart to Jesus and ask him to become the Lord and love of your life? It's then that his real love and power can begin changing everything in your life for the better. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.